to earn my keep until I took a job for a local entrepreneur. This job did not offer much opportunity for advancement, nor did it pay very well, but it got me out of the house, and it was challenging in many ways. At this point, I was in a vicious battle to control my drinking. I knew that if I took only one drink, I'd lose complete control and drink until I passed out. Nevertheless, I tried day after day to beat this obsession with alcohol. I picked up a half gallon of whiskey one day after work and drank over one-third of it in less than 4 hours that same night. I was so sick the next day, but I made it to work. When I got home from work, I sat on my parents' sofa and knew. I knew. I would start working on the half gallon again, despite the fact that I was still very ill from the night before. I also knew that I did not want to drink. Sitting on that sofa, I realized that the old, I could stop if I wanted to, I just don't want to, didn't apply here, because I did not want to drink. I watched myself get up off the sofa and pour myself a drink. When I sat back down on the sofa, I started to cry. My denial had cracked. I believe I hit bottom that night, but I didn't know it then. I just thought I was insane. I proceeded to finish the half gallon. 6 months later, my boss flew me to California for a trade show. I hated working the shows, but I loved to travel, so I went. I was extremely nervous about this trip because my boss liked to party, and we were flying in a guy our age from Hawaii to work the show with us. At this point, I had managed to hold together 31 days without a drink, and I was terrified that I would give in to the temptation of being on an